Featuring independent and revival films, the Rocky Horror Picture Show every Saturday at midnight, as well as the monthly KABU Movie Night. The Clinton Street Theater is located at the corner of Southeast Clinton and 26th in Portland. Schedule and information at 503-238-5588 or cstpdx.com. Up next is Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, October 21st, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. First up, I just want to let listeners know that Robert Naiman, who's the Executive Director of Just Foreign Policy, sent us, yes, KBOO, and Air Cascadia, a special request to remind listeners to sign the petition. Senator Wyden, the petition says, should introduce legislation to compel the administration to share more information with Congress and the American people about the administration's controversial drone war, including the administration's purported legal justifications for drone strikes. That is the synopsis of this petition. We've got more information about that coming up in the rest of the program. But we are in membership drive right now, and I think it is notable that not a great many other stations receive personal direct requests from people like Robert Naiman to mention a petition. Clearly, someone thinks that we are getting the job done out here on the left coast. That said, we've got other news from around Cascadia today. Before we get into it, though, because we're in membership drive and because we don't have the usual departing salvo, I want to thank Sam Parrish for engineering today, Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. And I just want to say, get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. And that said, let's get rolling here. Public hearings are coming up to revive the Columbia River crossing, despite the fact that every credible study has shown that this is a no-go, this is a non-starter, this is a terrible idea. There are warnings coming from every corner of the compass. Republicans in Washington, of course, are leading the those who are cautioning Oregon, notably Kitz Haber. In fact, it's interesting. Only Kitz Haber, Ted Wheeler, Treasury Secretary and Kate Brown, the triumvirate seem to be behind this fiasco. We have to ask ourselves, why is that? Where is the money coming from and where is it ending up? You can bet your money the NSA has something to do with this. State officials here in Cascadia, on another topic, are looking into why thousands of fish became stranded and died after the level of the Deschutes River southwest of Bend was lowered. Well, duh, no water, maybe. And take heart, listeners. Mesh net is coming. So if you think that the internet as we know and love it is deeply compromised and perhaps irretrievable, think of mesh net and don't give up the hope. First up, the weather from around this area. We've got fog in the morning, socked in, and then gradually clearing, winding up with a high around 68. Tonight, foggy, clear, lows around 46. Tomorrow, about the same pattern, starting out with dense fog, highs of 69. And then for tomorrow night, look for lows around 45. The alternative forecast, we have a waning gibbous fruit moon in Aries. The moon is 16 days old. Synodic report, it's a good time to sow root vegetables, also berries, bulbs, onions, biennials, and perennials. The biodynamic forecast, moon in Aries, it's a fire sign, so go for fruiting plants and so forth. The sidereal outlook, let's see, I haven't got that quite yet, but I can try to get that into the program just a little bit later. We've got the sidereal left to wind up with. As we said before, the Columbia River crossing, there is yet another last gasp effort. And again, about the only other entity statewide that is in favor of this is mainstream media, notably our paper, newspaper of record, seems to go to great lengths to discount the reports that show that this is clearly a terrible idea, and to promote those reports which are in fact funded by the contractor and backed by the, and actually done, CMD Smith analysts have done this, and it appears that they think it's a terrific idea. If the CRC is built and tolls do push drivers off I-5, then, of course, that's an I-205 mashup that we'll never get ourselves out of. Furthermore, all those who seriously study these types of things say that building more freeways and more bridges does nothing to address the problem of congestion. In fact, it increases congestion. And there are more news about the tolls. The tolls would have to be astronomically high in any case. Hold the crazies, please. Veterans, friends, and supporters of Cody Patterson, a deceased veteran of America's empirical adventures abroad. His friends, relatives, and so forth turned out in large numbers in Corvallis for a counter-protest against, of course, Westboro Baptist Church of Kansas had planned to show up and picket the service. Members of the tiny church have engaged in these sorts of attention-seeking protests at military funerals, high schools, and elsewhere, using the occasion to preach a shrill anti-gay message. And they were mostly shouted down by Cody Patterson's entourage. And the Obamacare rollout, as we all know, has hit the skids. It should be noted, of course, that the reason it hit the skids is that so many people wanted to sign up, contrary to Ted Cruz's ominous predictions. And the internet is neither neutral nor private, in case you were in any doubt. The National Security Agency can do pretty much anything, reportedly collect nearly everything a user does on the net. And MeshNet is developing right now. It's an alternative way of communicating. We're going to speak now with Kayla McDuff with Greenpeace. We have a report on the protesters who are currently being held in Russia. Good morning, Kayla. Thanks for joining us today. Yes, good morning. And we should have Kayla there in just a moment. As most listeners know, Greenpeace, Kayla, good morning. Greenpeace activists were on board the ship that was seized and boarded illegally in international waters that are being held in Russia. We know as of a few days ago that 11 were being held without being denied bail. The situation changes all the time. We don't know as yet what the Russians appear to do. The silence on this from this part of the world is astonishing. But in Europe, in England in particular, and many of the nations where the activists hailed from, these nations, of course, have gone to bat on behalf of the Greenpeace members being held. Good morning, Keila.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for being with us. We had a bit of Cascadia news to get through. Good morning. Of course, we want to hear from you what's going on with the people who are in Russian custody.
Well, they've now been in custody for a month. It was actually a month on Friday. And the reports we're getting are pretty distressing. We understand that the women in particular are being kept in solitary confinement 23 hours a day. They're allowed 1 hour a day out to walk around a concrete yard. We understand they're very cold, all of them, and of course the Arctic winter is only just coming on up in Murmansk. The food is meant to be pretty appalling, and we did have a lot of trouble getting medication through to them, although that mostly seems to have been straightened out, but in the early days that was a big concern. And over the last 2 weeks and going forward, they've been having sort of two or three at a time, they've been having their bail hearings. All of those have been refused. We expect that the other, I believe there's 11 to go, they will all be refused as well. This is despite both Greenpeace and various human rights and journalist organizations and the families themselves offering enormous charities to the Russian government. In fact, our executive director, Kumi Naidu, came out about 2 weeks ago in a letter to Putin and offered himself as a charity, offered to move to Russia for the duration of the case, offered to guarantee that he would stay in Moscow for as long as it took if the people were given release on bail and until their trial was heard. And, of course, that was also refused. So it's been pretty bad news all around as far as their conditions and when we might be able to see them again. We don't have a date for the trial yet. The initial detention period was until November 24th. But we understand the Russians are moving to try and get an extension on that detention. And I guess the most recent news, although I think I heard you mentioning it just as I came on the air, was that various governments have been doing different things, some behind the scenes and some much more publicly, and probably the most public has been the Dutch government. Our ships are flagged in Holland, and there are also Dutch citizens on the ship, and the Dutch government has been very forthright and very public since the minute this incident began.
Hang on, Keila. I apologize. Yeah. Just a moment. We have to go to the membership room and hear about the current status of the membership drive, which we find ourselves in the midst of. Hang on, and I'll get right back to you. Right. Okay. Thanks so much. Ta. Bye. Thanks so much for that.
The status is serious. The moment is real. The hour is now. It is time once again to remind you that programming on KBOO depends upon you and you and you. If you have not made a contribution, and if you have, give us more money. This is three times a year. We come to you saying to you very seriously, look, 84% of what we get comes from you, the listener, and we do for you everything we can to keep you informed. We are, KBOO is the only progressive radio voice in the region. That's not an exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. That's real. And in fact, if you look at TV news locally, we are the only news source. We're the only good music source. We're the only public affairs source. We do it because we believe in it, because we are listener supported. We have a staff of volunteers and a very tiny staff of workers. Won't you right now make a significant contribution, as much as you can give and then some, to KBOO. That's KBOO.FM on the internet, KBOO.FM or 1-877-500-5266.
This is KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 10:15 in the a.m. Coming up, we have Locus Focus with your host, Barbara Bernstein. Stay tuned.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, P.C., Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.
The theme too.
Good morning and welcome to Locus Focus. I'm Barbara Bernstein, your host for this weekly conversation about our place on the planet.